Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. So yesterday there were no NBA games because of the elections and getting everybody to go vote for, as you know, I'm not a fan of corrupt politicians on either side. They make me sick to my stomach. I would have never canceled NBA games for that. They didn't stop the NHL. They didn't stop college football. They didn't stop college basketball. But the NBA stops everything so people can go vote. Where were they when Kyrie Irving was slamming the Jews? You know, the anti-Semite. You know, that was just no big deal. They blew that off completely until a week and a half later, they finally got involved in that catastrophe. But they're willing to shut down all business operations for corrupt politicians so we can go vote for them to screw our country up even further. What a deal. Man, where do I sign up for that? Anyway, now that that's over, I got to tell you, there is a thick schedule of action tonight in the NBA. Thank God. The Knicks and Nets at No Sleep Till in Brooklyn as the 4-7 Nets take on the 5-5 Knicks. I got to tell you, I think the Knicks looked really good the other night in, you know, beating the Timberwolves in Minneapolis. Not only did they beat them, they cooked them 120-107. Your boy Julius Randle was absolutely lighting it up. He had 31, 9 of 15 from the floor and 5 of 6 from the line. I mean, he was draining threes like nobody's business. He hit 8 of 13 from downtown. He had 8 rebounds, 3 dimes to go with it. I thought he played fantastic. You got 23 from Brunson. He was doing his thing. 9 of 14 from the floor, 2 of 5 from downtown. Perfect from the line. 5 boards, 8 dimes. He's a badass. A plus 5 when he was on the floor. And then Barrett, he had 22, 7 of 18 from the floor, 3 of 7 from downtown, 5 of 6 from the line, 5 boards, 5 dimes, 2 steals, a turnover, and he was plus 4. Randle was plus 4. I mean to tell you, they shot 43% from the floor, 39% from downtown, and 92% from the line. I got to tell you, I think they look good. Brunson's averaging 19.7 a game, 4 rebounds, 7.3 dimes. And the Knicks can play with anybody when they're in a flow and moving the ball. Everybody gets involved. Obi Toppin's hitting threes. I like the way they look. I don't like the way the Nets look. I will say this. They look better now without Kyrie Irving than they did with him. Durant is going off. He's averaging 31 a game, 6 rebounds, 4.7 dimes. They lost Monday in Dallas by a bucket, 96-94. Durant had 26. He was 10 of 20 from the floor, 5 of 7 from the line. You don't usually see him missing free throws, but he did. Luka had 36. He's the second NBA player ever with 9 consecutive games of at least 30 points to begin the season. And he did it to the Nets again. He did it to them in Brooklyn, too. He had 36, 11 of 22 from the floor, 9 of 12 from the stripe. Bottom line is, Durant's the only one that shows up. I mean, O'Neal had 15, Claxton 10, Harris 14, Sumner had 4, Simmons played 16 minutes. He had 2 points. I mean, he really is pathetic. 1 of 3 from the floor. He's afraid to shoot. I mean, the guy does nothing. He had 3 rebounds, 2 dimes, 1 steal, 2 turnovers. I mean, honestly, what is the deal with Ben Simmons? What an atrocity he's become. I got to tell you, I definitely think the Knicks can dance against the Nets. I don't care if it's in Brooklyn or otherwise. Lakers, Clippers, at crypto in Lipstick City. Bottom line is the Clippers should handle them. Paul George, 25 a game. The Lakers stink. They're 2-8. They're 0-4 away. All they do is lose. They got whacked by the Jazz on Monday night. 139-116. On Sunday, they were blown out by the Cavs by 14. Before that, they got blown out by the Jazz. So they lost Monday night at Salt Lake. The game they played them at Crypto in Lipstick City, they lost 130-116. All they do is lose. They've won twice. They beat the Pelicans and the Nuggets. That's it. They lost to the T-Wolves, Nuggets, Blazers, Clippers, and Warriors. I mean, they're a disaster. Ham, the coach, has vowed a turnaround. He says he didn't come to L.A. to lose. Well, actually, you did come to L.A. to lose, and you are losing. Nice job, bro. Keep it up. Meanwhile, the Clippers beat the Cavs Monday night at Crypto 119-117. They've actually won four of their last five. The only loss was to the Jazz in L.A. by eight, but they had beat the Spurs in San Antonio, Rockets in Houston, and they beat the Rockets in L.A. before that. So I definitely like the Clippers in this spot tonight. Blazers and Hornets at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. The Blazers have been unbelievable. They're 7-3, 4-1 away. The Hornets have been awful. They're 3-8 and 1-4 at the Nest. The Blazers did it again. They won in Miami against the Heat by 3, 110-107. Josh Hart hit the game-winning three after the Heat had tied it. Portland just shows up and plays everybody tough. You know, two games before that, they won in Phoenix by a bucket, 108-106, before playing them again in Phoenix and getting whacked, 102-82. But they win. I mean, it's like they don't lose two in a row ever. I think the Blazers will whack the Hornets in Charlotte. Nuggets and Pacers at the Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Nuggets 7-3, 3-3 away. Pacers are 500 now and 3-2 at home. Halliburton, 21 points a game, 5 boards, 9 dimes. I love his game. Everybody knows what Joker does, 20 a game, 10 boards, 9 dimes. 2-time defending MVP. He's a badass. I get it. The Pacers are coming off a nice 7-point win over the Pelicans on Monday night. While the Nuggets beat the Spurs in San Antonio, they didn't cover, but they got it done 115-109. The Joker had 26 and 10 dimes. Porter had 24, and they've won three straight. They mean business. But they're not in first. They're tied with the Blazers for second behind the 9-3 Jazz. Honestly, the Nuggets should be able to handle the Pacers on the road. The Mavs and Magic play at Amway in Orlando. The Magic stink. They're 2-9 and 2-3 at home. The Mavs should roll them. They're 6-3, but they're 1-2 away. I told you the Mavs beat the Nets on Monday night. Meanwhile, the Magic got beat by the Rockets at home 134-127 as the Rockets ended a 6-game skid. Jalen Green had 34, KJ Martin added 21, and they snapped their skid by beating the Magic. The Magic can't get out of their own way. They're already in last place in the Southeast. The Jazz now 9-3, 4-3 away, going to see the Hawks at State Farm in Hottown. The Hawks 7-3, 4-1 at home. An impressive win over the previously unbeaten Bucks on Monday night. They got it done. Murray's averaging 22 a game, 6 boards, 8 dimes. The Jazz, led by Markkanen, 21 a game, 8 boards, and 2.7 dimes. Trae Young didn't even play in that win over the Bucks. Young sits. They still get it done. Murray goes off for 25. I kind of like the Hawks in this spot tonight in Atlanta. The Celts host the Pistons at the Garden in Boston. Boston 7-3, 3-1 at home. Pistons are 0-4 on the road. 0-5, 3-8 overall. They're awful. Cade Cunningham's a badass, 21 a game, 6 boards and 6 dimes. Tatum, 30 a game, 7 boards, 4 dimes to lead the Seas. I think they'll spank the Pistons. The Celts won at the Grizzlies Monday night by 3. and the Pistons finally won. They beat the Thunder in Detroit by 9. Sadiq Bey had 25, and Cunningham had 21 and 11 boards. Rockets and Raptors will play at Scotiabank in Toronto. The Rockets are 1-7 away, but they beat Orlando Monday. The Raptors are 6-5 and 4-1 at home. The Raptors are going to win this game, although they did lose Monday at Chicago, 111-97. LaVine had 30 for the Bulls. Speaking of Chicago, they'll host the Pelicans tonight at the United Center on the west side of Chicago. The Pels are 3-4 away, 500 overall. Bulls are 500, but they're 4-2 at home. DeRozan, 23 a clip, 4 boards, 4 dimes. I told you earlier the Pels lost to the Pacers in Indy Monday night. The Suns are coming off a loss in Philly. They looked ugly, and CP3 had to leave the game. But you got the Timberwolves in mini tonight. Phoenix should roll them. T-Wolves look awful. I mean, the Knicks kicked their ass. They're 5-6 overall, 4-4 at home. Suns are 7-3, but 1-2 away. D-Book, 27 a game, 4 boards, 5 dimes. The Bucks had their first loss in Atlanta. Now they go to Oak City to the Peak to take on the Thunder, who are 4-6 and 3-2 at home. The Bucks are going to beat the Thunder. That's all there is to it. The Grizzlies and Spurs hook up at the AT&T Center in San Antonio off the Riverwalk. Spurs are 5-6, 2-4 at home. The Grizz, 7-4, 3-3 on the road. Jaws averaging 28, 5 boards, 6.9 dimes. I like the Grizzlies in this spot. Cavs and Kings at the Golden One in Sacktown. Cavs 8-2, 4-2 away. Kings 3-6 and 1-3 at home. Cavs lost at the Clippers Monday. Kings lost by 3 at the Dubs.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.